author, gardener, and speaker Shauna Coronado joins us with a tale about the allure and enchantment of a single red rose, and also about how fragrance plays a major role in our overall health and well-being on this episode of Voices from the Garden.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Smells trigger memories, and they can change your mood. For instance, when I was a little girl, on a gorgeous August morning, mist hangs in the air as I get ready for the first day of school. My house is an island in a sea of cornfields in the middle of Indiana, and I wait on my front porch steps for the bus to come down the angling road and pick me up to drive me 10 miles to school. It is already 80 degrees with 90% humidity, and as I sit on the steps, I'm enveloped in the scent of Mr. Lincoln, the reddest, most beautiful rose I ever did see, and the prize of my father's garden. That rose could lure in any human from 20 feet away with its beautiful, heady, overpowering scent. I would come out early on those first days of school just to have the privilege of sitting next to Mr. Lincoln, because his scent was a powerful stimulant. And when I smelled this rose, even when my childhood was emotionally complex and filled with drama, I was happy. Good-smelling things can improve your mood, just as Mr. Lincoln did for me as a child. While aromatherapy is the use of fragrance to enhance health and promote feelings of well-being, there's a limit to the power it has, according to scientific studies. Discussions on essential oil and scents have been going on for centuries. Egyptians used odors to treat diseases. Scents are used in modern-day times to relieve pain, reduce chemotherapy side effects, and promote restful sleep. However, the only thing that aromatherapy has truly been scientifically proven to do is improve mood. I'm all for improving mood and helping as many people find a positive attitude as possible. And you can do that with a single rose like Mr. Lincoln. I'm Shauna Coronado from shaunacoronado.com. Come on by my website and learn about gardening, health, and wellness.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.